It's been 3 months since Russia's commander-in-chief ordered troops to enter Ukraine. Now, he's met some who survived despite their injuries. They appear to be in good health, recovering in a military hospital in Moscow. Vladimir Putin, accompanied by his defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, expressed his gratitude to the hospital staff for helping the war wounded recuperate.
These Russian servicemen are people who put their health and lives at risk for the sake of the people and the children of Donbas, for the sake of Russia. Each of them puts their life in mortal danger, and we must treat them as heroes.
Earlier, Putin signed a decree extending a scheme for residents of areas in Ukraine controlled by Russian-backed separatists to become Russian citizens. People in Kherson and Zaporizhia now have the option of taking the citizenship of their occupiers.
The authorities of Melitopol will soon begin work on organizing the issuance of Russian passports to residents of the second largest city in the Zaporizhia region.
More Russian citizens in Ukraine will cost the government in Moscow. But a stronger than ever ruble and a steady inflation rate is seemingly enough for President Putin to continue spending money. As of June 1st, the minimum wage in Russia will increase by 10%, as will the monthly amount for pensioners across the country. That spending isn't just limited to the Russian Federation. Here, in the Ukrainian city of Kherson, now in full Russian control, social assistance from the Moscow-backed municipal government. Each resident is getting 10,000 rubles, the Russian currency officially being used in this region. That's likely to strengthen the occupiers' position in a region of Ukraine that's been keen to join Russia. But whether it will be repeated in other areas is unclear. If Moscow wants to gain support in territories being destroyed, it will likely have to continue to spend even more money. Dorsa Jabari, Al Jazeera, Moscow.